This is On the Town from Classical South Florida. I'm Scott Blankenship. This week, an all Brahms program with Friends of Chamber Music Miami, the ultimate Broadway musical for families, opens in Fort Lauderdale. And speaking of families, Orchestra Miami offers some free family fun. All throughout their season, Orchestra Miami presents short, free concerts at several locations around Miami-Dade. They'll kick off 2014 with a free family concert at Coral Gables Museum. Artistic Director Elaine Rinaldi is looking forward to this one because it's different than anything they've done before.
We're going to do something a little different. We've always done things with strings and piano, but this year we're going to present a woodwind quintet and have two really interesting pieces by Victoria Bond, who is a composer that some of the people in South Florida may be familiar with from appearing with the Deering Estates Living Artist series.
This should be a great opportunity to introduce kids to different instruments in the orchestra and learn about classical music, along with stories they're already familiar with.
The first is How Br'er Raccoon Outsmarted the Frogs, which is one of the Uncle Remus stories, and the other one is The Frog Prince, and this is with narrator and woodwind quintet.
Orchestra Miami's free family concert is part of Family Day on Aragon at Coral Gables Museum on Saturday, January 11th. All activities at the Coral Gables Museum are free for the entire family from 2 to 5 p.m. CoralGablesMuseum.org. Next Tuesday, a Broadway show opens in Fort Lauderdale that serves as a great way to bring generations of people together. Young kids seeing it for the first time and adults reliving a bit of their childhood.
This season has something for everybody, and The Wizard of Oz will certainly be an exciting, fantastic musical treat for the entire family.
Susie Kreisa is Executive Vice President for Broadway Across America, and she said this production of The Wizard of Oz has been reworked.
Well, it's reconceived. There was a production of The Wizard of Oz that had been out previously, but then Andrew Lloyd Webber got involved with Tim Rice, and so it's been reconceived for the road.
Broadway Across America's The Wizard of Oz opens next Tuesday the 7th at the Broward Center. It runs through Sunday the 19th with matinee and evening shows. To find the one that fits your schedule, visit browardcenter.org. Julian Krieger said he pleads guilty to doing a bit of mix and match with musicians that he brings in for Friends of Chamber Music Miami. Even if they've never played with one another before, he has a knack for putting together complementary musicians.
We have Joseph Kallikstein with Ricardo Morales and Roberto Diaz performing an all Brahms program.
Some of the members of this matchup have performed together, but not as a trio.
I don't know that the three of them have given concerts together, although Ricardo has recorded with the Kallikstein Laredo Robinson Trio, and Roberto has played with Joseph Kallikstein elsewhere, but not the three of them, not as a trio.
Brahms Chamber Music Masterworks with Friends of Chamber Music Miami, an all Brahms program featuring the Piano Sonata No. 2, Opus 2, and two clarinet sonatas. 4 p.m. this Sunday the 5th at Gussman Concert Hall, University of Miami. MiamiChamberMusic.org. World-class music in paradise. That's the Southwest Florida Symphony, a group that has presented some of the best musicians and conductors in classical music since 1961. The second concert in the Southwest Florida Symphony's Masterworks series is coming up next Saturday, the 11th. This time they'll welcome world-renowned conductor and violinist Guillermo Figueroa. On the program, the Roman Carnival Overture by Berlioz, Rachmaninoff's Symphony No. 2, and a piece that earned Maestro Figueroa a Grammy nomination in 2012, Cordero's Insula Tropical. Music starts at 8 p.m. at the Barbara B. Mann Performing Arts Hall in Fort Myers, swfloso.org. That wraps things up for this week. You can hear On the Town on Thursdays at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., and Friday mornings at 8. If you missed the show on air, you can listen to each episode online at classicalsouthflorida.org and join the On the Town blog on Tumblr to get all the details in the program on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. This is On the Town. I'm Scott Blankenship. Happy New Year.